Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We've been sharing with you on the subject of how to bring forth fruit in your life, and we're going to be concluding on this subject today. We're going to review some of the things and summarize the important points that are essential for you to bring forth fruit in your life. Remember that Jesus is the vine, the Father's the husbandman. He's bringing forth fruit through the Word of God abiding in us. We're the branches. We got to stay hooked up to the vine. You stay hooked up to the vine when you're abiding in Him, and He is abiding in you through the Word of God operative in your life. Now remember that the fruit that you have is better than gold, and it is very important. God wants you to have fruit. In the house of the righteous is much treasure or fruit. Now, fruit's going to come through the Word abiding in you, and it's also going to come forth because you drive out your enemies. The Bible says He increased His people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies, and that's how fruit came forth in their life. It is very important that you are a consistent hearer and doer of the Word of God. If not, then you're not going to see the fruit. It is the will of God for you to bring forth fruit. God even talks about multiplying the fruit of the tree. He wants to increase you. He doesn't want you just to have a little bit of fruit. He wants you to have a lot of fruit. In the people that are walking according to the righteousness of God, in their ways of righteousness, they are going to flourish. In fact, the Bible says the righteous are going to flourish like the palm tree. And praise God, God wants you to be bringing forth fruit. If you're planted in the house of the Lord, you're abiding in Him, you're praising Him, you're staying in the presence of God, the Bible says you're going to flourish in the courts of our God. And the Bible says that you're going to bring forth fruit all the days of your life. It even says that you'll bring forth fruit in your old age. You'll be fat and flourishing, praise God. God wants this fruit coming forth. It's like a tree of life. It's going to manifest all the promises of God and the blessings of God in your life because you are a tree of righteousness. You've been planted by the Lord, and He's at work to bring forth His fruit. In fact, you're to be a tree planted by the rivers of water. Your fruit is going to come forth in its season. Your leaf is not going to wither. Whatsoever you do throughout your life is going to prosper because you're going to receive the Word of God. You're going to hear it and do it and walk in the light of it. And you're going to bring forth fruit because you're going to be consistent. You're going to keep a good heart attitude. You're going to be doing what the Word says, keeping it and being steadfast in it. That is the key. Remember, the fruit comes of itself. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. It is a process to bring forth fruit. Of course, it's important. You've got to do the Word of God. You've got to be abiding in the Word, and then the trees shall yield forth their fruit, and we are the trees of righteousness. Also, you've got to chase your enemies with a sword, drive them out, and when you do that, God will make you fruitful and multiply you and establish His covenant with you, praise God. It is so important that you diligently hearken also to the voice of the Lord if you're going to see fruit come forth in your life. But if you draw back and you give place to the enemy and serve other gods, follow after other ways, then you will not see fruit come forth in your life. You've got to learn to be consistent in doing the Word. We also talked about you got to drive out all the demonic spirits that would hinder the production of fruit. Anything from inherited generational curses, from the iniquities of the forefathers has to be broken, and spirits that have enforced those curses must be cast out. By little and little they drove out their enemies from before them until they were increased and they inherited the land. Another thing that's important is as you sow, you're going to reap. Be sure that you're sowing according to the Word of God, and as you sow according to the Word of God, you're going to see fruit come forth. And you got to have the root system established, which is hearing and doing the Word. As you take root downward, you will bear fruit upward. It's going to come forth. Be sure you're a tither and a giver of offerings. If not, you're cursed with a curse, and you are not going to see fruit come to pass in your life. It is very important that you are consistent in your giving, knowing that God's going to multiply the seed sown. He's going to increase the fruits of your righteousness. Also, watch the fruit of your thoughts. Remember, evil came upon the people because of the fruit of their thoughts, because they did not hearken unto the Word of God. This is why you've got to think on good things and do the Word. You've got to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. you've got to be sure you're casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and learn to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Very important. Also, make your mouth work for you. Offer up that sacrifice of praise. That's the fruit of your lips, giving thanks to His name. Be sure that you are speaking forth good things. The Bible says in Proverbs 12:14, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. You're going to eat good by the fruit of your mouth. In fact, you'll be satisfied with the fruit of your mouth. If you speak good things, it will bring forth life. Death and life, remember, in the power of the tongue, speak forth God's word, and good things will happen. Remember, every tree, that's what you are, is known by your own fruit. That's the way we know others. That's the way God knows you. That's the way other people know you. They see you by the fruit that is being born in your life. And if you will keep the good word of God in you, then it will bring forth good fruit. Remember, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth's going to speak. And it's important that you learn to speak what God's word says about you. Also, be a witness for the Lord. God wants us to gather the fruit as we sow and we reap the promises of God in other people's lives. We're to sow the word and witness to them and minister to them and keep watering that. And as we sow and then we reap, we receive the wages and we gather fruit unto eternal life. Praise God. And then remember, everybody's going to have a part, either sowing or watering, and there'll be times when we're going to be involved in the reaping. Be sure that you are fruitful in every good work that God has called you to. Walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing. And be sure you maintain good works and that they be not unfruitful in your life. The Bible also talks about the fruit of the Spirit. God wants that coming forth. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and temperance. This is so important. This is in all goodness, righteousness, and in truth. And it's going to be shown forth in your walk. Remember, you bring forth fruits with meat for repentance, showing the fact that you truly have repented and turned away from the things that are not of the Lord. Remember, you can't walk according to your own ways. If you walk according to a soul realm directed life, you will not have fruit. You want to be filled with the fruits of righteousness, which comes by walking in the Spirit. And as you receive the correction of the Lord, the peaceable fruit of righteousness will be operating in you as you do what the correction tells you to do, and then you'll be fruitful in your life. Be sure you're doing the word, otherwise it's possible for you to be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord. Just because you have knowledge doesn't mean you're going to be fruitful. You've got to be a doer of that which you hear in order to bring that forth. If you do the word diligently, then you're going to see fruit come forth in your life. Also, it's important that you yield your members unto righteousness, not unto sin. If you yield your members unto sin, then it will produce death. If you yield your members to righteousness, it will produce life in you. Remember that you cannot give place to walking in your own way. If you sow wickedness, you're going to reap iniquity, and the fruit of the lies the devil puts in you will cause you to be defiled. You must destroy everything that is of the enemy in your life. Everything must be rooted out. Everything must be cast out, and the fruit of the enemy, the fruit of anything that is of the flesh, must be destroyed in your life. Don't let yourself be defiled, otherwise you'll be an abomination. Don't sow the word of God and then sow things of the flesh. That is sowing diverse seed, and that will cause the seed that you've sown to be defiled. Also, be sure that you're rejoicing in the Lord. We must have the joy of the Lord abiding in us. We need to be rejoicing in the Lord. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. It doesn't matter what you see. You need to continue to always rejoice in the Lord, in the joy, in the God of your salvation. He's your strength. He will cause you to rise up and walk in victory. You'll walk upon your high places, and you will overcome. Remember that joy is the bucket that draws the water out of the wells of salvation. Trust and don't be afraid. The Lord is your strength, and He's going to bring forth fruit in you. Also, don't have any fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. Instead, expose them and stand up against them. Praise God. Don't walk in the ways of the flesh, otherwise you'll bring fruit unto death. Be sure that you seek for the wisdom of God. God will give to all men liberally, and the wisdom of God is going to bring forth good fruits in you. Praise the Lord. And if your soul lusts after negative things, then all the fruits that you have lusted after will depart from you. Revelation 18:14. Now, today we're going to share a few scriptures in conclusion to this that are important for you to see. God is to be our God, and He has made a covenant of peace with us, and He wants us to go and possess the promised land. He has promised showers of blessings. And the Bible says the trees of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth is going to yield her increase. And the Bible says that we'll be safe in our land, and when all the bands of the enemy have been broken, and we've been delivered out of the hands of all of our enemies, then we're going to see that we're going to be fruitful. Praise God. God wants you fruitful, and He will cause the showers of blessings to come down upon you in your life. Praise God. You see, God is at work in you. You are planted by Him. And He wants you to be yielding fruit. If you're not yielding fruit, then you're not walking in the ways of the Lord. You're not walking in the ways of the Word of God. You have to realize that the Bible says in Jeremiah 17:10 that I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. You and I are going to get according to the fruit that's coming to us. The Bible talks about the fact that we are to bring forth good fruit in our life. Praise God. It is very important that you are a hearer and a doer of the Word consistently. In fact, God's given us a kingdom, and if we don't walk in the kingdom of God and walk in His ways and bring forth fruit, then the Bible says the kingdom of God will be taken from them and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. God desires fruit for our account. He desires for us to bring forth fruit in our life. Are you abiding in the Word? Are you hearing and doing the Word? Are you eliminating sin from your life? Are you dealing with the areas of weakness? Are you casting out every spirit? Are you breaking every inherited generational curse? Are you doing what the Word of God says consistently and sowing a seed that's going to produce fruit and not letting yourself sow things that are contrary to the Word? If so, then you are going to bring forth fruit in your life. You are the righteousness of God if you're born again. Your fruit is to come forth. It is to remain in you. In fact, the Bible says that we glorify our Father if we bring forth fruit. It is better than gold. And I say to you today, do you have fruit in your life? If not, get in the Word of God. Confess your sin. Repent. Do these principles that we have been outlining in these messages. And watch the seed of God's Word start producing fruit. Maybe you've seen a lot of seed taken out of your heart. Get in the Word of God, repent and turn away, walk in the light of the Word, and God will bring forth much fruit in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today,